Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my privilege to have a successful professional turned entrepreneur. Reminds me of my own story. Abhinav Jindal with me. Abhinav, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Garg. It is indeed a pleasure to have this interaction with you.
Thank you. Abhinav has spent some time with Arthur Anderson before he founded Kimaya Himalayan Beer, and he's the current CEO and founder of the company, and he's got brands like Yavira and Be Young. Abhinav, tell me a little bit about your early career and maybe three milestones.
Okay, so I think some clear milestones in my life was when I moved from my hometown to school in Delhi out of a boarding house. I think that was the first momentous turn that I would say. The second was going to the B school and without having any idea at that point of time, and I would not hesitate in calling myself a little off track, and I had no idea what was in store for me, but it did brought about a lot of knowledge and change to me. Third was when I left my job and I was kind of directionless for a certain period of time before I could find my feet again. And I think three clear, very, very clear turning points, which I can, you know, narrate. And in terms of my early career, I got out of my B school, which was IMT Ghaziabad. I was batch of 2000, and I started working with Arthur Anderson for a short period of time. And this was before the Enron happened. Post which, I was looking to start my entrepreneurial journey, and it took me over a year and a half before I could finally take my dive into the world of Alcobev. And I started off as a retail business entrepreneur in Delhi in the Alcobev space, and that is what I did for the next 2004 until 2018. When I founded Kimaya Himalayan Beverages based on my experience in the alcohol retail distribution space. And that's what I've been doing.
Let's talk of Kimaya. From consulting to beer, interesting journey. What made you take this plunge?
Again, as I said, this culmination of getting into beer manufacturing happened over a period of 14 years. And so 2004, when I got into the Alcobev retail space, I had no idea what I was getting into. And then 16 years back, the Alcobev space was not as refined as it is today. It was still a world of grills and iron shutters and people sneaking their heads, you know, through the iron grills and asking for a bottle of booze. So during this journey of 14 years, I realized that Alcobev in this country still continues sort of a bastardized industry. Everyone wants to be there, but no one wants to be associated clearly. You know, the government would want the revenue out of it. It is going to be the best milking cow, but they would not want to invest in it in terms of progressive policies, global best practices. And these are things that have marred, so to say, the sector over a period of time. So it was during this period that I realized, and more so in the space of beer, and beer being a fermented low alcohol drink, it's not a manufactured alcobev. It's like a agro processed beverage. Sadly, in this country, people have not really focused, and our consumption of beer is minuscule. Just 10% of the alcobev consumption in this country is attributed to beer, which globally is twice or thrice of spirits. In some countries, it is even higher than that. And what it has done is that it has reduced our per capita consumption to just about 2 odd liters per annum. If we compare that to maybe a US,
2 liters per annum.
Yes. That's a per capita consumption of beer.
Okay.
And if we compare that to most of the developed countries, that would be in high two digits. We are way, way too low. Also attributable to the fact that no government policies have ever promoted beer as a lesser Alcobev, a lesser alcohol product. It's better to consume beer rather than to consume spirits. It is not distilled, it is fermented, it is all natural. And also, you can link it back to the farmer who ultimately gets the benefit out of working for an industry which drives in the cash for him.
Great.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. So, I'll come to a few more questions, you know, on beer, but let's talk about the brand. What made you select a brand like Kimaya? And then what, give me the background of Yavira and Be Young.
So we, again, it's a very interesting story. Based on our experience in Uttarakhand, we've been doing business in Uttarakhand for the last 12 years. We wanted to set up our first brewery. In fact, we wanted to start with a greenfield brewery. And we wanted to do it in Uttarakhand. And we chose a site, Tihi district, in a quaint little place called Nainbagh, which overlooks some really beautiful ice-laden mountains. And so a lot of inspiration came from there. Sadly, the project couldn't go through. You know, this is how our governments work. And we ultimately tied hands with old business colleague and partner, and then we went on to do a contract manufacturing tie-up in Punjab, close to the you know, the Bhakra Canal. So Kimaya came in from that setting. Kimaya meaning divine, okay. and also happens to be the name of my daughter. And that's how we said, okay, we are in divine settings. We want to do something divine, and it should. And since we thought we're the first beer company which would actually and honestly put the customer at the center of everything and bring in that kind of a divine experience to the customer, we thought that Kimaya Himalayan would be the perfect name for this venture. So that's how Kimaya came in. Yavira has another history behind it. When you look at all possible beer brands in this country, I'm sure you cannot identify a single one which you can proudly call Indian. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, especially since Vocal for Local became the fashion buzzword, everybody, including Budweiser, has been shouting Vocal for Local.
Right.
And we all know how local they are. But sadly, over a period of hundreds of years, we haven't had a single brand which would say, or which would invoke provenance, which would proudly say that we followed either the process or the ingredients that are quintessentially Indian. And when we go anywhere across the world, even smallest cities, they have this proud tradition of presenting one or the other alcoholic beverage, which they'd say, oh, this is ours.
Hmm.
And we can go on and on with a number of brands that would, you know, have resonance with a location, a city, town, so on and so forth. So we said, okay, we need a beer which is quintessentially Indian. And we said, Yavira. So Yavira is Sanskrit for beer.
Oh, really? Okay.
And a synonym for Yavasura. Yav is jaw or barley in Sanskrit.
Okay.
And any alcobev fermented out of Yav was called Yavasura or Yavira. And that's how we got Yavira in place. And to do justice, we said, okay, let's create the first Basmati Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
So we brewed Yavira, which is the first beer in the country to actually invoke provenance. 100% of the water comes in from the Bhakra Reservoir. This is the first beer that uses Basmati rice as an active ingredient.
Okay.
And it is done Pilsner style.
I see. So it doesn't use barley, but uses rice.
No, it uses barley. So you can't have beer without barley.
Okay, I thought maybe you got something new. Okay.
Yeah, so you can't have beer without barley. And so rice is used as an adjunct. Normally, people use whatever rice they want to use. We got from Basmati to get a little bit of creaminess and the crispiness. And to accentuate and make sure that this beer goes down well with the spicy Indian food.
Hmm. You're so right about name. I mean, you know, whenever I'm overseas, So first thing you do is you say, which is your local beer?
Exactly. Right?
You know, exactly. Singapore is Tiger, and you know, you've got the Thai beer and the Singha beer in Thailand and everywhere. But here, you know, if I ask someone, or there's so many friends who come here and say, give me a local beer, the only beer that comes to your mind is Kingfisher. You know, I think so. You're absolutely right. And I wish you lots of success with Yavira. I mean, so let's move on, Avinav. Now, beer is a very highly regulated market. And alcohol is a very highly regulated. How do you handle so much regulation and yet be able to build a brand?
Yes, it is an arduous task. It is not easy. But again, if it is easy, then we would have had probably every town in beer teaming with their own local beer brands.
Correct.
And so yes, so but jokes apart, this was the challenge. The kind of it kind of pushed me to make sure that I get into it and make it worthwhile. So we face these challenges, and given that each and every state operates and behaves like a country in itself, with different sets of regulations, set of policies, frameworks, etc., the idea is to be extremely well planned. Know that what you're doing is right. Be compliant. Follow the rules and regulations to the hilt. And above all, one needs to be extremely integrous. And this is something that I have, and I'll be, maybe if I get a chance, I'll talk about it. It's something that I have missed and which I felt was a clear gap in this industry over the period of 14 years that I was talking about. And I could easily identify this as a gap. Another problem that I see is people do not focusing enough on having the correct product market fit. And this is something that I've spoken about earlier as well in many other interactions that I've had. People see that fine, it is Alcobev, you will create something, it will sell. Without actually going into the depth of what the consumer will actually appreciate and want. So once you get that correct, everything else should fall in place.
So you would, you know, you just mentioned that there is a gap. It's as good a time as any to talk about the gap that you want to speak about.
Okay, so I would try not to name my competitors because they're too large and they've been running this industry in this country for ages. Yeah. They're all very respected organizations. But what has happened is that these organizations never created an environment for the industry to flourish. Mm-hmm. An environment where the government, the consumer, and the industry itself became part to grow, prosper, and create a healthy environment where everyone is happy.
Right.
So since everyone worked towards the self-interest, government wanted to keep raising the duty, so much so that today, the per alcohol percentage of duty on beer is more than twice in every state compared to spirits. So right. The governments are taxing beer much, much more than what they're taxing harmful spirits. In order to safeguard market shares, in order to safeguard their own growth, they ensured that there was not a level playing field for other entrepreneurs to come and maybe provide a better product. The consumer, the poor consumer did not even realize what was happening, and he never raised his voice. And all he could get was certain brands of substandard products that he assumed was beer. If we look at labels of quite a few popular beers, you would realize that the ingredients that they mention sometimes is barley or barley extract, rice, or maize syrup, water, sugar, and what they call hop extract. As far as I know, and what the German purity law says, you cannot have a beer without barley, water, hops, and yeast.
No extracts allowed.
Now,
I understand.
And this is something that an evolved consumer would know the moment he will take the first sip of a quality product.
Very interesting.
And these are very, very clearly identifiable gaps.
Hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. So let me move on. You know, let's talk of the customer. You know, this is the generation of the millennials and the Gen Zs, and you're probably a millennial yourself. The millennial customer, Abhinav, from whatever little I know, is very fickle. They are constantly looking for new experiences. How does a beer brand, you know, continue to get a customer and keep them loyal?
I think that's very easy.
Okay.
The basic, the most basic part is for the brand to be honest.
Okay.
So I'll explain it in a very, very layman's term.
Please.
Consider beer as food, which is it is. We are classified as food by all government regulations.
Correct.
And it is fermented barley. Now, when we, if we consider it food, it's very easy for any discerning or not even a discerning consumer to know, to differentiate between three different packages of food. Mm. I'm sure you all know.
Yeah.
Now, if we compare it to a butter chicken, which has essentially the same ingredients, let's say if we're brewing a lager and somebody is making butter chicken, essentially the same ingredients, the same chicken, the same masala, the same cream, everything the same.
Okay.
Yet, in any city, you'd say, yeah, butter chicken is sabse chaka milta hai. And by and large, people will converge on broadly two or three locations where they say, achha, theek hai, dost wahan jaiye, it is the best. It's so easy. And the only reason that you'd identify that is because of certain parameters of quality that this person would be following. Same goes with our product. We need to be honest with our processes. We need to be honest with our ingredients. We need to be honest in terms of our pricing. We need to be honest in terms of our communication. And it's only a matter of time that the consumer will see value. And I think that's that should explain.
That's well said. Well said. So I've got time for a few questions for you personally. My first question is that, Abhinav, where do you draw your inspiration from? Or who do you draw your inspiration from?
Okay, I'm a long time back, and then these were formative years for me, and I read a book called The Fountainhead.
Yeah, Ayn Rand.
And the protagonist, the lead protagonist, Howard Roark, was, I would say very clearly, would be somebody that I related myself to. And all through my life till now, I've been an absolute kind of fan. And I've been absolutely inspired by that character.
Okay. Interesting. My next question is that if you were a role model to millions of children who closely followed you and your life choices, what is the one thing you would change in yourself?
Maybe I'll learn to say no. It's very difficult for me to say no to many things in life. And it's very important. It's very important to say no. And I can't really emphasize enough on this matter. And there would come many a times in life that you'd have choices. And you'd learn later on in life that only if I'd said no. Terrific. And moved on.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What does success mean to you?
So success for me, and the reason why I started this company, I honestly, a lot of my friends and colleagues said, why do you want to take a challenge at this juncture of your life? You're doing well, you're successful, you have money, you have arrived, you've done everything. Why do you need to do a challenge?
Correct.
And that is success for me. When you take on a challenge much larger than what you could have taken, irrespective of whether you succeed or fail, you derive pleasure in the learnings.
Okay.
You derive pleasure in delivering something that is appreciated, that is disruptive, that changes the perception, that changes the course of dialogue. And that is success for me.
My My next question, I have time for two more questions, please. My next question is, what is the most outrageous thing that you have done?
Most outrageous thing I've done. I don't know. The most outrageous maybe was being this young guy and who just dared to enter this liquor industry, and people were really, really outraged. How dare this this boy? I was maybe what about 25, 26 years old, and I look pretty young. So all these officials and ministers used to be very, very amazed. And they would expect somebody much of larger age to come in and interact. And then here was this boyish looking guy who just come in and dared to enter this industry. Yeah.
So my last question to you. How are you rethinking your life in the new world order post the pandemic?
Absolutely. I think it's the need of the hour, the value of patience, perseverance. We are taught, I would talk about the three I's: integrous, independent, and idealist. Mm-hmm. A lot of time people forget these values. This has taught that we need to go back to the basics, get out of the rat race, and kind of stay close to the family, friends, near and dear ones, and appreciate what is needed for existence, not what is needed for maybe a display. And that's what I have absorbed post this pandemic. Yes.
Well said. So, Abhinav, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure. I wish you and Kimaya lots of success, and I'm going to now look forward to asking for a beer from my country, which is going to be yours now. Good luck.
Thank you so much. It was indeed a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.